live for the coffee cha-cha. Facebook counts you down now. They do like 3, 2, 1. Just like if you were on TV or something. Facebook's getting more adventurous with their lives. All right, I'm gonna let everyone catch up with the fact that we are live and online. If you are new here to the Coffee Chat Show, I suggest that you go run and go over to thecoffeechatshow.com or theworkingwarriormom.com. They both go to the same place. Click on free downloads and you will find the blueprint, the monthly blueprint for the Coffee Chat Show. It's a downloadable, and I'm looking for, if you saw my desk, you'd be so disappointed in me, everybody. It's a downloadable, and you can print it out, and then you can kind of plan the Coffee Chat Show. You plan along with the topics, and it gives you an opportunity to write goals and take notes and all of that. So Tracy will probably drop that link in here in a minute. I see she's with us. So good morning, Dodie. Hello, Marilyn. Good morning, everyone. There you go. Thank God for Tracy. Okay, she dropped the link. It's in there. In the comments, you can find the link to go get yourself a copy of the monthly blueprint. It's just a free downloadable that we offer to follow along with the Coffee Chat Show. Also, we don't even ask for your email address or anything. You just get to download it just because. Good morning, Esther. Good morning, Lynn Marie. I saw that you're coming to join us in Boston. I'm so excited. So another commercial before we begin. We are doing 3 live in-person episodes, special editions of the Coffee Chat Show on 3 Sundays, one in September, one in October, one in November. You can go to the events tab of the Facebook page to get tickets. Tickets are limited to 25 people. It is a free event. It is happening in Boston, Massachusetts. So if anyone wants to join us live, it's the first time that I've taken the Coffee Chat Show to a live edition, a live special edition. Again, that's September 18th, October 16th, and November 13th. And if you go to the, hi, Angie Gibson, go to the events section of the Facebook page. You can find it there. All right, so let's just roll with our topic of the month, which is the stories that you tell yourself, how to vet out the old stories that are no longer serving you, what to do about them, how to let go of the old conversations and stories that are no longer working or no longer serving your life. And then we're going to start talking about also how to create those new stories and those new conversations. That will be the primary topic of next Saturday, which will be the last Saturday of August. You will want to catch next week's Coffee Chat Show. Tracy's going to be here live, and we are going to launch the new book. We have it in hand, the printed proof. The real copies are en route, and we will launch the link on Amazon on next week's Coffee Chat Show. So Practical Change Volume 3 is now ready, almost ready, to launch to you. Tracy and I will read some pieces of it live next week, and then we will direct you to the link where you can purchase it. We are still looking for a couple of people that want to review it. Reviewing it means that as soon as I get the copies here, you will get an autographed copy from me in the mail with instructions on how to review it. And then once you post your review on Amazon and you send us a picture, you will get a t-shirt, a free t-shirt, which says the t-shirts are en route as well. They say faith over fear, and they are working. They have our Working Warrior Mom tag on them. So, fun stuff. Practical Change Volume 3. You can also, Practical Change Volume 2 is on Amazon from 2017, and you can purchase it there. We will launch the book next Saturday. Special edition of the Coffee Chat Show. Tracy is flying to Vermont. She will be here live and in person, sitting beside me instead of in the comments from Indiana. And we will go through the book with you. We'll read you some sections. We'll talk about what's in there. I think you will really enjoy it. All the feedback that I have is that it's amazing, and that it's actually better than the second one. And we've gotten a lot of good feedback so far from our editor and our publisher and all of that. Okay, on to the stories that you tell yourself. So on the first Saturday in August, we talked about starting to look for the old stories that you are telling yourself that are no longer serving you. So things like, we don't have the money, you can't afford it, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, all that kind of stuff. Last week, we dug a little bit deeper into that. We talked about what are the things that you need to forgive. What are the things that you need to forgive in yourself for who you were in those stories? You might have to forgive opinions that you have of yourself from back there when you were in the middle of those stories. You might have to forgive some people associated with those stories. So last week we encouraged you to really dig in and see, what is the forgiveness work there? What do you have to let go of? What is, because always when you want to go to a new level, you have to release, right? You've got to release the past level, the old level. You've got to let go of whatever is in there. First, you have to know what it is, or else you can't let go of it. So you have to do some digging. You have to do some excavating for, you know, what are those old stories? Who are the people I need to let go of? Who are the people that I need to forgive? What is in my way of moving on? You've got to do that work before you can start to create the new stories. Now, the old stories keep you from living the life that you want. Here's the thing. So if you can't find those old stories and dig them out, then you're not going to be able to get from where you are to where you want to go, because that's going to be a drag on you and it's going to hold you back, right? When you're leveling up, Tracy was just saying this to me in a conversation a minute ago. She was saying everything has to match. She was reminding me to tell you this morning that everything has to match when you're leveling up. You can't be like portraying yourself, let's say, and Tracy used this example and it's a good one. You can't portray yourself in, let's say, a $300 suit and present yourself to the public as this beautiful, together person, and then you're getting into a car that's kind of all rusted and maybe held together, like, with duct tape, and it's filthy inside, and then you're walking home into a house that you can't even get in the door because there's so much junk and clutter and filth. So that's an inauthentic representation, right? Because you're out in the public looking one way, and then your inner life, your private life, isn't lining up with the way that you want to appear. So in order to change your life, really, really change it, and get from where you are to where you want to be, all things have to be authentic. Everything has to line up. Everything has to match. Your speaking has to match your actions, which has to match your habits, which has to match the stories and thoughts that you think and tell yourself. Your inner conversations have to match what is on the outside in order for you to actually level up in a way that works. Your stories, your old stories, the old conversations that you're telling yourself, the clutter that's behind you and tripping you up is keeping you from living the life that you want. Every old story has a payoff, and that was one of the things Tracy asked me to dig into this morning. People, you don't realize that you're getting something out of keeping that old story. There's a payoff there. Somewhere, insidious, hiding out underneath everything, there's a payoff to living in those old conversations or believing them or embroiling yourself in them. Sometimes the payoff is we don't have to do the work. Sometimes the payoff is we don't have to discipline ourselves to another level. Sometimes the payoff is as simple as, if I lost the weight I wanted to lose, I would have to buy all new clothes, so I don't have to buy new clothes if I don't lose the weight. Somebody mentioned that one to me this morning, actually. Actually, it was Tracy, in reference to someone that she knows. So find out what the payoff is. It will help you dig in and release the old story. It will help you let go of what's no longer working for you. The truth is, you're stuck in what's no longer working for you because A, you're not digging in and seeing what all that is. B, everything doesn't match. Dodi just said she loves the statement, everything must match. And C, you've got some kind of a payoff going on that you're not willing to tell the truth to yourself about. Now, I had a story about how I wasn't getting into the gym 5 days a week like I want to, like I need to, like I know I should. I've been telling myself that story for a decade. It has been my goal for literally no less than 10 years to get into the gym every single morning, 5 days a week, no matter what. For 10 years, I have failed to do this. Sometimes I do it, then I let it go. I don't have a perfect record. It's 3 days. Oh, I didn't make the five, whatever. The payoff on that is I didn't have to do the work. I don't have to make myself uncomfortable. I don't have to discipline myself. It's a pain in the ass to have to do that every morning. I have just completed 5 perfect weeks, by the way. I made a commitment to myself that, you know, as I was digging into these topics with you guys, I would dig into it myself and I would start looking at, you know, what are the stories I'm telling myself about what's not working? You know, what are my excuses? You either have the results or you have the story of why you don't have the result. That's all there is. You can go on and on and on and tell me story after story about how come I can't do it, I blah, 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 blah. You either have the result or you have the stories about why you don't have the result. Result or no result. Result or no result. It's just that simple. And then over here in the no result department, there's a whole long, you know, everybody's got their story and the excuse, and my cat ate it, my mother was in the hospital, I tripped, I couldn't do it, there was no water, the plumber came, he shut off the shower. You either have the result, or you have the story of why you don't have the result. That's it. That's all there is. So when I started to take that framework, because I knew I was going to present it to you and look at my own story about the gym and me and our relationship, I either had the result or I had so many stories about why I can't have, you know, why I didn't have the result. And I decided that if I was going to get on here and start talking to you about this, I better shore myself up first so that I could speak from a place of having walked through the process. So I just completed 5 perfect weeks of 5 days a week in the gym. And I start, you know, the 6th week on Monday, and it's every day I don't want to do it. Every day I'm down there swearing at my trainer. You know, he's on a video thing, but he can't hear me. Thank God. Sometimes I text him though, exemplatives. And so far every morning, mostly I don't want to do it, and I am pissed off, and I do it anyway. And several mornings when he upped the ante on the training program, I literally was on the floor just like, I can't do this. I just think about, you know, first of all, I always think about you guys, and, you know, and I do it anyway. Don's asking, please explain if there's a difference between physical reasons and excuses. So when I say you either have the result or you have the stories why you don't have the result, I'm not saying that you may very well have a story that you feel is justifiable or that it can't, you know, be moved, or I'm not saying that it's wrong to have no result and the stories that go with the no result. I just want to make it clear to you that you either have a result that you want or you don't have the result that you want. And then there's a set of circumstances and stories about why you don't have the result. So until you're willing to understand that you either have a result or no result, and if you have no result, then you have to start looking into why, and then maybe you have to change what you want the result to be based on, you know, perhaps there's something immovable where you really feel like you cannot or you can no longer get the result that you wanted. So you may have to change what your result, you know, what the result is that you're shooting for. So don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that it's bad or wrong to have no result. I'm simply saying to you, the truth is you either have the result that you said you wanted or you don't. And then over here in don't, you have a set of stories and circumstances about why you don't. So if you understand that it's either result or no result, then you can go over here and say, okay, why don't I have the result that I said I wanted? Now dig in and see why. And if there is something physically, you know, if it seems to be physically impossible or immovable or whatever, then, you know, you're going to have to tailor your result maybe accordingly. But Dawn says, thank you so much. She gets it now. But what I want you to see is either you have a result or no result. Because most people, they either have a result or they say, blah, 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 blah. And you go, well, you have no result. And they go, no, I have blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, you either have a result or you have no result. And then we'll go on from there to dig into why you have no result. But don't fool yourself. Don't be an idiot. You either have a result or you have no result. If you say, I want to double my income and you put a date on it, I want to double my income in the next year, and you hired me as your results strategist to get that done, we would start out by, here's the result you want to produce. You would agree to that. Okay, good. What's your strategy for getting there? Okay, now we come to the end of the year. Let's just say you didn't meet your result. I'm going to say to you, you didn't hit the result. And you might say, well, but this happened and that. Okay, you didn't hit the result. You said you wanted to double your income. You didn't double your income. Tell the truth to yourself about you either have a result that you want or you don't have the result that you want. And then do the work over here in this column to see why you don't and what are you going to do about it. Don't fool yourself into telling yourself a story that doesn't say no result in it. Because it's either a result that you said, you said you wanted a result. So either you have that result or you don't have it. And now look at why you don't have it and what are you willing to do about it. So you either have the life that you say you want or you don't. Now, what are you going to do about it? And in all honesty, it's that simple on this level, because if you can't tell the truth to yourself about it, you can't move it or change it or renovate it. If you are telling yourself a story that smells like six other things and what it really is no result, you're fooling yourself because you make it seem like it's not so bad that you didn't make your promise to yourself. If you say you want a new job or a new apartment or a new relationship or you want to break up a relationship or you want to buy a new car or you want to double your income or you want to discipline your kids better or whatever the hell it is, you want to lose 10 pounds, that's the result that you, the person over there watching this on the other side of this video or in the mirror, you're the person that said you wanted a particular result. Then you're either going to have that result or you're not. And then you're going to have a whole laundry list of why you don't have the result. First, tell yourself the truth. Result, no result. Result, no result. And then go from there. And inside the no result is usually stories, payoffs, excuses, and sometimes something that cannot be changed. And if that's the case, then you may want to change your goal, you know, change the result that you said you wanted. If you said you wanted this result and you got in there and then you came upon something that you don't think can be moved or altered, then you may want to change the result that you said you wanted. This is all about you doing you, folks. This is about you doing you. You either have the life that you want or you don't. I am either getting into the gym 5 days a week like I said I wanted. For the last 10 years, I have said I wanted this. It has taken me 10 years to just make it like either result or no result. So I'm right in here with you, okay? This is not me, like, up here, the supreme, like, whatever, know-it-all about results and no results, like, telling you something. I'm right in here with you. It took me 10 years to tell the truth to myself about I'm either in the gym 5 days a week, like I said I wanted, or I'm not. And when I made it that simple, I just did it. And on days where I had trainings and things where I felt like I was going to be challenged about what I could tell myself about getting down there, I just called my trainer and I had him adjust, you know, what he put in there for me. And he's going to have to adjust it again in 2 weeks because the Delta Higher Management staff is on their way to train with me for 4 days next Sunday. And I'm going to have to adjust, you know, what I'm able to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday because I have to be over at the hotel and conference center early. So it's about, I want to hold the integrity of getting my result. So I'm going to work with the circumstances to make sure that I can produce the result that I want. Do you see? So that's actually a good example because I could just let him leave the ball buster workout like it is, and then I won't be able to do it, and then I'll fail, and then I'll say, oh, I have no result, but it's because blah, 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 blah. Or I can call or text him and say, Casey, listen, I have to alter my workouts for August 29th, 30th, and 31st because of this. Can you make them short? Can we do something different so I can do them quickly and still win? Do you see? So you can set yourself up for success. And this is all part of the stories that we tell ourselves, because when we don't have the results that we want in our life, we have a whole list of reasons and stories why we don't. And we buy into that like it's a good enough excuse or reason. When the truth is, it would be more powerful for us to just look at it like this. Result or no result, and then what do I do about no result? Result or no result, and then what has to be done over here so that I can get the result that I want? And that's where the real work is, over here. It's a much more powerful conversation for you to tell yourself the truth called result or no result than it is to say, did you get to the gym 5 days this week, Noelle? Well, you know, it was really busy and I had 10 Zooms and I could... And nowhere in there did I just say, no, I didn't get it done. I'm saying a whole long speech of reasons and grievances why I didn't make it happen. When the truth is, I just didn't make it happen. And when you tell the truth to yourself, like, I just didn't make it happen, then you can say to yourself, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do about that? Am I going to make it happen? How important is this to me? My health happens to be very important to me, because people in my family passed away sooner than they should have because they didn't take care of themselves. And I know a lot of people in my life that are not taking very good care of themselves. And when I am 80 or 90, I still want to be doing the coffee chat show and running up and down the stairs in my house. And in order to make that happen, I have to make a commitment to what's important to me. We talked last week about making yourself and your own care and your self-care and your own mental state a priority. It's the reason why when you're on an airplane, they tell you to put the oxygen mask on your face first, because if you're damn dead, you can't help anybody else. So this is my short commercial for self-care. If you are not able to function or you are dead, you cannot fulfill all the things you want to in your life. And you cannot take care of your children or your parents or anybody else if you can't even get out of the bed, okay? So wake up about your own well-being and your own health and stop giving yourself an excuse about why you, oh, I didn't have time to walk today, I didn't have time to drink water, I didn't have time to work out, because that's what I was telling myself, and it's just BS, and I call bullshit on myself And I just decided to change it. I just decided to, you know, I take that time in the morning to pray and center myself, and that's an absolute for me. It has been for decades. And I decided that the workout 5 days a week has to be just like that. It has to be untouchable time that just happens no matter what. And I successfully, like I said, I just finished the fifth week. That's the first time in 10 years I have a streak that looks like that, by the way. So, and that was from getting real with myself. I either have the result or I don't have the result. How the hell can I sit here and teach this to you guys if I can't hold the microscope up to my own life and say, am I meeting my own, am I doing this? Before I step out and talk to you guys about it, am I doing it? And I wasn't. And now I am. Okay, so that's the biggie, right? Result or no result. Start telling yourself the truth. So again, to recap the whole stories conversation that's been happening so far in August, we talked about digging out those old stories that are no longer serving you. We talked about who do you have to forgive? What do you have to let go of? This morning we've been talking about, are you getting the results that you want and why? You either have the result or no result. And that no result comes from all these old stories that you tell yourself. So once you've vetted all that out and dug it all out, next week we're going to talk about how to create those new stories for yourself, as well as we're going to launch the third practical change, which will be available on Amazon next week. We are we're going to launch it live here on the Coffee Chat Show and drop the link for the very first time, live and in person. Tracy's going to be here with me. This is the band across here. This is the printed proof that we had to check everything and make sure it was all good. But it is really here. I have a couple of copies in my hand. I am waiting for a case of them. And we will be dropping the link next week. Tracy's saying she has a friend who wants to lose weight, but they don't want to give up the soda, the bread, the butter, and so on. So that's the kind of work that I'm asking you to do in your life. Today, I'm asking you to just dig in and, you know, and see what's happening there. All right. Have a great week. We will see you live, next week for a special edition of the Coffee Chat Show. Okay.